All right, good evening, everyone. At this time, we're going to call upon Madam Clerk to give us our roll call.
Chair Cory Ballard.
Present.
Vice Chair Louis Hodges.
Present.
Commissioner Ron Robertson.
Present.
Commissioner Vivian Saunders.
Present.
Commissioner Michael White.
Present.
County Manager Juan Vaughn.
Present.
Chair, we have a forum.
Okay. Thank you so much. At this time, we're going to go ahead and request a motion to go to closed session.
I make a motion, we go into closed session pursuant to General Stat, North Carolina General Statute 143, 318, 11A, 3, and 6.
We have a motion on the floor by Commissioner Mike White.
Reporting in progress.
Second by Commissioner Saunders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in closed session.
Yes, sir.
All right, right now I need a motion to come out of closed session.
So move, Mr. Chairman, that we can.
Got a motion to come out of closed session by Commissioner Robertson, second by Commissioner Saunders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Out of closed session. All right. Joe can put us back in. Session.
Hello again.
All right.
They shine, Joe. We're out of closed session. I didn't hear anything.
IT, is everyone back in?
IT ain't even in.
Yeah, we're fine. I'll do that CC with us. No. Find out that CC was. The CC. Who was it?
He can come out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're officially out of closed session. At this time, we have a few items that need to be approved. We're now calling the county manager to start off, if you will, with the budget.
Okay. Commissioners, first for your consideration is the budget ordinance and schedule of fees for fiscal year 25-26. And for the record, we can go through the changes to the budget since our last meeting. So with your budget document that has the revenues at the bottom of page one, there was a change or addition for the ad valorem penalties and interest, as well as for motor vehicles. As well as tax and tags at the bottom of the first page. On the second page, we have now budgeted for the Medicaid EMS cost settlement. We have also, on page five, we've also now budgeted for the sale of assets. We have also budgeted for ABC profits. And lastly, we have removed a transfer from the school capital reserve fund. If there are no questions about that, we'll move forward to the schedule of fees. Everyone should have a copy of the schedule of fees. And we have proposed changes from two departments this year, which include the planning and inspection department as well as the recreation department. So first we'll take a look at planning and inspections. The The amounts in red are ones that are proposed changes. So, and of course, we have the fire marshal here. Some of these are related to the fire marshal, or fire permits and inspections, I should say. But if you take a look, the ones in red, most of the changes are, let's see, some of them are going from, on the second page, most of them are going from $75 to $100.
Hey, Juan.
Juan.
Yes.
I just got a text. They can't hear you.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you. So again, if the first schedule of fees again shows the what the fees were, and in red you'll see the proposed increases. So for the first one, for instance, construction, it has the minimum has been $50. Now it's $75. And if you just follow down, so the changes are highlighted in red. Most of the ones are on the second page. They go from $75 to $100. And again, this is all for planning and inspections. And then there is a section included for fire prevention code required permit fees. That is in a section that we did not have before. But we are fees for fire permits and inspections to the schedule, as listed here. Okay. If there are no questions there, the next department is Parks and Recreation. And I'm going to hand you out two documents to show what the old fees are versus the new fee structure that is proposed. Old and a new. Okay. So if you take a look at the old fees for Parks and Recreation, you'll see that it is, there's an hourly rate, but it also gives you, if you, it's kind of reduced, if you do it for 6 hours, there's also a rate if you do it for 12 hours, and then there's for the weekend. The director is proposing that we just simply go to an hourly rate, and of course, she's requesting that we increase the deposit for the picnic shelter as well as the ball field from $25 to $50. Additionally, as you can see, the field lights, there's additional fee for the field lights, and we want to request them to take that up to $25 per hour, and then the ball fields dressed additional will be $50 instead of $30. If there are no questions, or if you have questions, please feel free to, we can discuss those at this time. If not, we'll need a motion to adopt the budget ordinance you have based on the changes made to the reference of the budget ordinance for fiscal and schedule fees for fiscal year 25-26.
Can I get a motion on the floor to approve?
I make a motion. I move we approve the 2025-26 budget ordinance and schedule of fees.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor by Commissioner Mike White, second by Commissioner Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Budget ordinance and schedule of fees approved. At this time, we move to the next item, Chairman.
Thank you, Chairman. The next item is contract for services with Bergen County and the special project consultant. At our last meeting, we tabled the approvals of this contract based on some recommendations from our attorney. Those changes have been made, and the contract is here for your consideration.
Okay. Well, as we all know, our attorney has made the recommended changes to the contract. So all I need at this time is a motion on the floor.
I'll make the motion, Mr. Chairman, that turn to the board, that we accept the changes that we have, an attorney has made, reference to special project consultant contract.
Second. We got a motion on the floor by Commissioner Robinson, second by Commissioner Saunders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Special project consultation contract approved.
The next item is a memorandum of understanding between CPTA and Bergen County concerning the Rural Operating Assistance Program. Commissioners, again, you've seen a version, or actually approved a copy of a similar contract, but provided before you tonight is a contract with the addition of some verbiage that is agreeable with Ms. Perry with CPTA, as well as administration here. DSS director and aging director should ensure that the directors have some input when it comes to the distribution and allocation of the road funds.
Need a motion on the floor?
I'll make the motion, Chairman, that we accept the changes made and for the CTPA plus, you know, we've very comfortable with our vice chair serving on that board, so everything will be fine.
We have a first by Commissioner Robinson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Saunders to approve the CPTA contract. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Okay. Next item.
Davis.
As stated previously, the Rivers East Workforce Development, we had previously approved two people to that board, but we actually only needed one. So we did approve Devin Saunders and Miles Davis, but we actually just need one at this time. And Devin Saunders has agreed to step down and allow Miles Davis to have that seat. So I just need the board's approval on that, please.
So move, Mr. Chairman, that we accept the motion and agreement that Mr. Saunders say, hey, tomorrow will be his day. Today is Mr. Miles' day.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to accept Mr. Miles as our appointee. Second, we have a motion by Commissioner Robinson, second by Vice Chairman Auger. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Mr. Davis is approved as an appointee. Is there another line item?
No, sir, that's all I have.
That's it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for your time. It's been a long journey. I've lost a lot of hair. We made it through it. And again, thank you, everybody, for your hard work and getting this budget ordinance approved. And we just look forward to a great year. And we just ask everybody to just do the best they can. Let's make this county a great county. Thank you to Mr. Jonathan for joining us today, my attorney. And at this time, I just simply need a motion to close.
So moved.
Second.
The man to do it. I'll take a pass. Who made that?
Whoever she wants to write.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to close the meeting by Commissioner White, second by Commissioner Saunders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Hey, did the man teach you
something? Let's see.